and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July, and it's the first day of July. I'm happy to be your host, Barbara Jean, on RBN, all across the country, all across the world, with marvelous technology that we cannot take for granted. A great idea, internet and internet listening, micro broadcasting. Oh my, what a package. And I say a hearty good afternoon to all of you as we enter the month of July, today being July 1st, 2009. America, America, a country, right? Well, let me format the program today because it's just a little bit different. The first hour, we're going to have open phones if you'd like to call in and give an idea, a suggestion, a comment, a concern that you might want to share with the listening audience out there for RBN. The number right up front, 800-313-9443. Once again, please call in, 800-313-9443. And the 1 o'clock hour, we have invited Representative Charles Key for out of the Oklahoma Assembly or Legislature. I'll have to find out what they call theirs down there in Oklahoma. But it's been a time since I've interviewed Charles Key, and I'm looking forward to that interview. So join with me, make the program more fun, or if you're not online, I am online, and there's much to talk about. I talked about America being a country. What do you suppose, what would you do if you're a household? You sort of take care of your things, right? You kind of want your private telephone number. You look to kind of protect who calls you a little bit. You might have a caller ID. You're quite careful. And maybe you have your own bank account. Maybe some of you share your bank account, but you have to kind of watch over that. You're responsible. So these are kind of private affairs. What's happening with countries now? Is there nothing private? You know, for a long time, and especially in thrillers that you might get to read as you're on the air flight or you pick up at the airport, wonderful spy novels, Tom Clancy type stuff, that kind of tells you how it really works in a way in government levels and intel. How much money do we spend every year for the Department of Defense? How much money do we spend every year for the NSA? Have you heard of black op or black budgets? Where am I going with this? Okay, if you are America, and if you are the United States of America, and you have Department of Defense, and you have your army, and you have Homeland Security, under which you have FEMA, wouldn't you want to be sort of private about what you're doing in defense or in care of your country? Is it not precious? Is it not private? Is it what? What is it in 2009? When we come back, we'll talk a little further about who we are, where we're going, and what we're sharing as a nation. Don't go away. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8828. 22. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, I put out a few questions about maybe taking care of one's own personal affairs, some things a little more private than others, some affairs you want to be in charge of just yourself. And that makes sense. You're going to go out into that workforce or that world or that environment, and you're going to need to survive. What would it be like if a country decided to share its most important approach to survival? I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that I am very eager to share with you because it calls into attention, where on earth is our country going and why are we doing what we are about? I'm sharing with you today an article called FEMA, Israeli Defense Forces Homefront Command Partner for Martial Law. It's an article by Kurt Nemo, the date July 1, 2009. And I shall share with you, and if you feel inclined to call and talk to me again, it's 800-313-9443. And as always, I don't say it enough, I'm honored to share time with you, the listener. A press release buried on the FEMA website dated June 30th, 2009, announces a meeting between FEMA Administrator Craig Fugit and Major General Yair Golan of the Israeli Defense Forces Homefront Command. I am looking forward to working with my Israeli counterpart. As co-chair of an emergency managing work group to improve emergency management practices in both countries, said Fugit. These partnerships are critical in ensuring that we are incorporating best practices and also working towards greater public preparedness. How does that strike you? Do you think in order to do this thing right, We need to involve the Israeli Defense Forces Home Front Command. Are you feeling good about that? So they're going to have best practices working toward greater public preparedness. The Israeli National Emergency Management Authority and FEMA partnership was established under an Emergency Management Workstream Work Group established under a 2007, I love these, Memorandum of Understanding with the Department of Homeland Security, according to the press release. Were you told about that? Did they make a big headline with it? FEMA representatives attended the National Preparedness Exercise Turning Point 3 in Israel on June 1, 2009. And Israel sent observers to the TAPA 4 national exercise in the United States, as well as personnel to participate in FEMA emergency management training. TAPOF, or top officials, is billed as the nation's premier terrorism preparedness exercise by the Department of Homeland Security. Thousands of federal, state, territorial, and local officials engage in various activities as part of a robust, full-scale, simulated response to a multifaceted threat, the Department of Homeland Security website explains. Later this month, FEMA will hold level exercise 2009. And you can look it up, NLE, capital letters, space, 09. NLE 09 will be the first major exercise conducted by the United States government that will focus exclusively on terrorism prevention and protection, as opposed to incident response and recovery, according to the FEMA site. Turning Point 3 is a war simulation conducted by Israel's IDF and Home Front Command. The five-day drill is to be coordinated by the Defense Ministry together with Home Front Command, is intended to test Israel's preparedness at all levels, from the government down to the citizen in the street. It is also meant to check the coordination between local authorities and the various military and other organizations involved. As we noted in April in regard to NLE 09, these coordinated exercises are inappropriate considering the fact that there has not been a terrorist attack on the United States since September 11, 2001. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI have shifted from so-called Islamic terrorism, well documented as a manufactured threat, to now, ladies and gentlemen, listen well, homegrown terrorism. There has been a buildup. On this program, you have been alerted to the buildup. Remember February 20th, the MIAC report became something that we were aware of, and that it had been sent to all law enforcement across the country. And, of course, remember many of us called the Missouri hotline there that was developed that you could get information from? And I had a personal visit with them on the phone. And I was placated and told not to worry about that. They may have made an error in their MIAC report because they were so brazen as to identify constitutional and other third-party candidates for the presidency in a year just ended, 2008. They named popular figures like Bob Barr, former representative from Georgia. They named pastors like Chuck Baldwin And he didn't like that very much. They named a current member of Congress who also was involved in the campaign, Ron Paul, as potential terrorists. So now we're going to go to homeland right-wing extremists, homegrown terrorism. Then we had the assessment, remember that? And then there was another document, and no one really got them to back down like Chuck Baldwin and his companions, Ron Paul and Bob Barr, who actually gave a little trouble to the governor of Missouri. And they kind of tried to do better after that. Janet Napolitano didn't really apologize to anyone. So a lot of us talked about this and determined about 75% of the population could fall under the categories so designated by the assessment from the Department of Homeland Security, roughly 75% of the citizens of the United States. Got a big task here if we're going to go after homegrown patriot groups. So be advised, ladies and gentlemen, there has been an extraordinary shift from Islamic terrorism that has been conducted sort of since 2001 in the jargon of the terrorists, etc., in their description. And now we are turning to homegrown terrorism, threatening the homeland. In the wake of several violent incidents attributed to white supremacists, the corporate media has stepped up the mantra that patriot groups and lone wolves are a threat. Although not specifically mentioned in the FEMA fact sheet, NLE09 will also include exercises designed to round up and in turn suspected terrorists. Under Rex 84 and other operations, FEMA, in association with 34 other federal civil departments and agencies, trained to detain large numbers of American citizens. So these things are also there on the roster under Rex 84 and other operations already, in so many words, already in the bin, already in the basket. They can return and call on that particular designated paper or performing activity and use that as they come forward with the latest. Israel, for heaven's sakes, Israel has plenty of best practices experience in rounding up terrorists, right? We just kind of hear from that from time to time. A lot of us kind of just say, I've got to put that on the shelf. I can't really figure out what's going on over there. But the occupied territories of Palestine, we know that's activity all the time. Human rights groups and the detainees that are held, often for indefinite periods of time, on secret charges at locations that are not disclosed to their family. Most of the Palestinian detainees have never been charged, never been tried, never seen a lawyer, according to a lot of reports. In the 1980s, there was an Israeli Landau Commission and discovered that Israeli security police tortured prisoners, not only to extract information, but also to extract confessions. I think we're hearing a lot about that. We'll go to break and be right back.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2you.com. That's learnthesecrets2you.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Who's the big brother here? Is it the U.S. of A. or is it Israel? Are we being trained like they have had to act or chose to act and respond in terrorist activities for so long? Is that the kind of expertise we need, using torture to extract information and also confessions? We know a little bit about that in those, you know, little things that come to the surface about how we have treated people in Iraq or in Guantanamo, and what's legal and what isn't, and what about the conventions that we've signed on to that we can ignore. Where are we, ladies and gentlemen? How serious is this? I guess I'm quite surprised that you haven't joined with me and are calling and the phone is not ringing off the hook. What we're talking about here is martial law. We're talking about martial law and enlisting another country to train with us as we go about the exercise in the beautiful summer months of 2009. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We're talking about Code Red Alert. In addition to exercising mass detainments, who do you suppose they're going to detain? Are they going to go after the illegals? Had all the time in the world to do that. I suspicion a large proportion of the 75% that have been so-called as potential terrorists, those folks that are concerned about illegal immigration. Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to put a blinder over my eyes and act like that doesn't mean me. We have the right to speak, ladies and gentlemen. Speak out now. Speak out now. It'll be lots better than behind the fence. In addition to exercising mass detainments, listen to that, mass detainments. They're telling you right there. NLE 09 will concentrate on preparing various governmental bodies and organizations for a code red alert. In other words, full martial law. In 2003, Department of Homeland Secretary Tom Ridge told CBS News, quote, "If we simply go to red, it basically shuts down the country," meaning that civilian government bodies would be closed down and taken over by an emergency administration. The Israeli Defense Forces Homefront Command is designed for the same purpose. In turn, Code Red Alert would trigger the Civilian Homeland Emergency Response System, including the Department of Homeland Security Ready Government Instructions, Big Brother Citizen Corps, not to mention the USA On Watch, the Department of Justice Neighborhood Watch Program, which have a new 9/11 mandate to identify and report suspicious activity in neighborhoods across America. Michael Chasudowski wrote, and I would like to let the listeners know that I've had him as a guest from time to time, a wonderful gentleman out of Canada, and he wrote in 2005 that since 2005, and more recently since the election of Barack Obama, the government has made strides in creating a Big Brother Citizen Corps. In addition to passing the Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Educational, the GIVE Act, we've talked about that on the show, the foundation for Obama's Civilian National Security Force that is just as powerful and just as strong and just as well-funded as the U.S. military. Democrats are also pushing for H.R. 675, a bill that would amend Title 10 of the United States Code and extend to civilian employees of the Department of Defense the authority to execute warrants, make arrests, and carry firearms. A gentleman asked me yesterday, what do you think the time frame is? What do you think the time frame is? And I said, I know not. But perhaps you didn't know about last fall. I think it was September 30th, there came the announcement that there would be so-called an army brigade, boots on the ground, a lot of people termed it, for the first time in American history. So I think it was to go into effect, if I recall correctly, October 1, 2008, where a military brigade, 3,000, 4,000 folks in the army returning from Iraq, a crack brigade, would be then full-time stationed on the ground in the United States. That was rather a chilling bit of news. It didn't go down easily for many of us, and we talked about that, hoping to prepare the citizens of this nation. I hear the break for a commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective the Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Looks like we have Ed in Ohio. Hello there.
Barbara. Hello, Barbara. Can you hear me okay?
I surely can. Welcome.
Welcome. First time I ever called you. I listen to you all the time. I listen to RBN all the time, by the way. I want people to know that.
Well, you're informed, aren't you?
I try to be. Barbara, I don't know quite how to say this, but I don't see why anyone should be surprised that we are sharing all of our secrets with the Israelis because they run this country anyways. So, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, you know, they already run everything. They spy on us. They treat us any kind of way. They can snatch anybody off the street and accuse them of being a Nazi and then deport them to Germany. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know what to say.
I would say, Ed, that you're better informed than most of your neighbors. We do know, many of us, that there is a control factor that seemingly the House of Representatives thinks just fine. And if there's a problem with a little bit of spying or somebody just not doing what's right, they might say something, and then pretty soon that just falls off the screen. We had a problem with Jane Harman, who is a representative from California for many years, right in the thick of, you know, being very, very friendly with AIPAC. And seems like that just died down, just kind of off the screen again. We have a very grave concern with Mr. Chertoff, who no longer is in the Department of Homeland Security, but obviously he made some of these plans while there. Many people do state that in their best research that he is a dual citizen and not just a citizen of the United States. And then we look at those that President Obama has put in his cabinet. What do you think of those? I mean, or advisors. He's got an advisory group, czars of all kinds, and, you know, and mainly they represent one dominant idea. What do you say to that?
Well, I'm going to go way out on a limb, Barbara Jean, and without having done any research whatsoever, I want to state without proof that Obama is probably just another, how should I say this, puppet of his Jewish masters, you know? I mean, that's the way I understand it, but it's deeper than that. They can literally murder you, run away back to Israel, and we will never get those people back for trial here. This has already happened. These people control the media, but more than that, they control the military-industrial complex. I don't know exactly. It's like a big octopus with many, many tentacles. So, you know, it might even already be too late for us to get our country back. I wanted to say one more thing, if I can.
Surely. It's never too late, you know. It seems like the hour is so urgent, but I think we're always supposed to never give up. Go back. Tell me what else you wanted to say.
Oh, well, you know what? You're a beacon of hope. I appreciate that a lot. The other thing I wanted to say was, if somebody in Nicaragua or China or you name the country, it could be any country, is working for 9 cents an hour, eventually everyone here will end up working for 9 cents an hour, you know?
You bet. As we disintegrate and integrate, you know, we're doing both of those as fast as possible. The Congress seems to be either threatened or compromised or incapable. I think we have to put a lot of blame on the Congress. They could step up and say quite, you know, they can call a press conference. Let's say 5 or 10 of them called a press conference. And they said, you know, we dealt with George Bush. We became aware of signing statements. We think that's highly unconstitutional. We are going to have a moratorium on Congress even doing one thing until the signing statements will be null and void and not allowed. They could tell that to President Obama. They could say that with vigor and stamina and even have 10 men and 2 women and shout that out tomorrow, yesterday. Stop the signing statements. This is not a dictatorship. You are not an emperor. Why don't they do that?
I think the reason the masses don't stand up is because they really are afraid. I know I'm definitely afraid that just by making this phone call that I could end up. I'm serious.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you something. Next hour, we're going to have Charles Key on. And we go back a long time. And he would come on in 1995 and thereabout when Oklahoma City blow up and all of that, the Murrah Building. And he stood tall. He wanted to investigate. He wanted to find the answers. And he, among their state legislature, acted as a gentleman should. So anyway, he was talking on the show one day, and a caller called in and said, oh, you know, how can you talk like this? This, I would be afraid. I believe you might be on a list. And then we went to break, and I never will forget. He came back and said, I'm quite certain that I might be on a list, but if I do not speak now, it is easier to speak now than it will become. And I guess I thought that really helped me. And the other thing is, these are bad guys that are doing some of these things to our country. And I shall not have fear. I used to have a producer who would say, we cannot be fearful. We cannot. We have to speak out. And I think that the fear is a part of the factor. It may be why the Congress doesn't act. And like you say, people have to lose their lives from time to time. Last week when they had, or a couple of weeks ago, when they had that horrendous wreck on the metro in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
A significant person who could testify about 9/11 lost his life on that. So you wonder, did that get in the paper? What's going on here? So there are reasons to fear. All of the biochemists that lost their lives, I think they're 24, after the anthrax and a few years following that, major, major minds and professors, researchers across the world, all lost their lives in unusual manner because of their capabilities, I guess, and maybe they would be needed now to be able to say, hey, look, I'm a biochemist and three viruses from three different sources just don't commingle in a petri dish. Where did the swine flu come from? Back to you. I hope you're not fearful now.
Barbara, if I was walking down the street and all of a sudden an 18-wheeler just splattered me all over the sidewalk, I wouldn't be scared of that. My fear is that I may end up in a secret prison in Bulgaria, and nobody will know where I've been or what happened to me, you know, being waterboarded or something like that. And they can do that. I mean, they can just grab anybody off the street and say, you know, we are going to fly you to some secret prison in Bulgaria, not based on what you did or whatever proof we have, but based on what we might think that you may do in the future. I don't know. That's scary. Barbara, I want to ask you a question, then I'm going to just listen to you over the Internet. Short of a revolution, what can we do to take our country back? Go ahead.
I would probably be not the one to ask, but I'll give some ideas. I'm honored that you would ask me that.
Oh, yes. I think you're very informed, very intelligent, a very bright lady. I'm actually honored to be talking to you.
Well, I'm pleased that you thought, yes, I'll make that call today. It's an interesting thing being on the Internet or on the air. You do feel the presence of the folks out there, and you gain strength from their comments and their joining with you. So that's really important. I guess my first suggestion would be to be really proud of what you know and who you are, and know that individuals are of honor. I keep joking that I feel like a stepchild, the way leaders treat us, and the Congress ignores our pleas, and leaders think they are so powerful that they treat the citizenry second class and pander to illegals. That bothers me, and I will forever say that. So I guess it's that inner strength and an appeal to a higher power, however you describe the higher power in your life, and be not fearful. And when something is wrong, we have to be able to say, hey, wait a minute, that might hurt your feelings, but look what's happening here. We have legislation passing the House that could pass the Senate in regard to hate speech and freedom of speech. And if that goes through the Senate, voices like RBN will be shut down. They'll have every reason in the world. They could say maybe they found what you said, something hurt their feelings, they could trace it back to this show, and there I will be, you know. I'll be in trouble. So
yeah. excuse me for a second. Yeah, you'll be in trouble, and I'll be in a secret prison in Bulgaria. Oh, my God.
It doesn't sound fun, but the alternative is the momentum is extreme. Evildoers are doing evil things, and we know it. We know it inside ourselves. And you look at your grandchildren, you look at little people playing in the park, and you think, wait a minute, you know, we need to let you know we fouled up your future big time. At least I'm going to be able to say to my grandchildren, or if I'm carried off somewhere, they will wonder what happened, but it may be the eventuality would be she fought for our future.
I
say that with all the emotion I can find, because most people are not informed. And it's not really their fault. A lot of people say, oh, well, they voted for what they get. The normal people here in Utah don't have a clue about the Model State Health Emergency Power Act that would give government and governors the right to declare martial law if they should suspicion that they have, a bad swine flu. They don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, really, honestly, it's coming to the point where they might as well just put a barcode on everybody's forehead and scan them like a sack of potatoes, you know?
Uh-huh. I mean, are you originally from Bulgaria?
No. I'm an American. I was born in New Jersey. At least that's what my mother told me.
Okay. You know, I used to have a Bulgarian friend, and he was a taxi driver. And he would call into the show from time to time. And he had been in the throes of all the pain of Bulgaria. And he would, you know, kind of enlighten the normal listener of how bad it can get and how cold you are in bad temperatures in a jail and incarcerated with no socks. You get the feel for how desperate one can be with hunger and cold and improper clothing. I remember well his telling me about his experience in Bulgaria. So we could avoid these things. We could avoid these things if everybody can wake up in time and maybe suggest to FEMA or Ms. Napolitano that we would like to defend our nation. We don't necessarily need the expertise of the Israeli Defense Forces, i.e. the Mossad. We don't need that, do we? Could we stand as a nation? Or are we, like you say, totally taken over by another country that we have empowered with billions every year out of the funds of the taxpayer?
I'm overwhelmed by your knowledge and your sense of honor, but I'm going to have to state again without proof. It might be already too late. I mean, these people control the media. I'm not just saying that as a cliche. They control the companies that make our airplanes, our guns. They control steel, everything that we need. Believe me, they already own.
Can you imagine a nation like the United States of America needing to have an Israeli company monitor and bill telephones?
Oh, forgot about the telephones. They control that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that would be good thinking?
No.
I can't solve that. Can't solve a lot of things. I can suggest these are the things that are happening. Give out the information. If you feel like after learning about this red alert possibility and this activity coming up in July for martial law training and mass detainments, maybe you can talk to your friend in the pub or in the restaurant or in your church and let them know. And maybe if all of us know these things, we will take the action that is necessary.
That's a fabulous idea. We need to spread the word as much as possible.
I think mass detainments might do it. So just use that little quote there. They're training for mass detainments in July. And once again, for those that take notes out here, we're looking at an exercise that will take place in July. And it has that NLE, just NLE, then there's a space 09. So look that up on your computer, see what it comes up with. But NLE 09, and they're going to work on mass detainments in their training. So take that, tell it to your friend, and let them know that that's happening this month in the United States of America, along with Israeli Defense Forces Homefront Command as a partner for training for martial law.
You know,
and if you weaken a country with swine flu, right? Mm-hmm. And you take away their money, which that happened from September until January, February, take all your money with a coup d'etat, and Mr. Paulson's still walking around, and our president said, yes, they need more, and let's just have all this money float away. Take the backbone of a society's income and money. And then the Congress just recently decided each representative, each senator in the functioning of their offices needed about $1 million in increase because they'd had so many calls. Anyway, it's a great program if they can keep it going. Let's stop some of the nonsense. Thank you for your call, Ed in Ohio. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Let freedom ring. And we're at the final segment of the first section or hour of Born on the 4th of July. July 1st, 2009. The world looks beautiful outside. How does your garden grow? It is so beautiful all across this country. I had the opportunity to take a road trip, my favorite thing to do. and just sit quietly and look out the window as you pass rivers and mountains and pine trees and get to the ocean. A wonderful experience. A great country. Frosty yesterday described a wonderful camping trip up into the mountains of Colorado. It's your country. It's my country. Who are these folks that deem it's right for us to train with another country over a homeland security issue? What don't I know about retaining a sovereign nation that I need to be taught so that I will consider and vote and be comfortable like representatives in the House, in the Congress, or the senators who will have a chance to vote on numerous issues? Why do not I feel like they do? How can I sit with tears in my eyes and say to a senior advisor in Senator Bennett's office, I have been coming to your office since 1993. I wish I had not been right about NAFTA. And now I'm to look at what's happening now? And you say a North American Union is okay with the senator? How come? And guess what her response was? We here think differently than you do. We think differently than you do. And a reminder, there were five veterans that day around that long table. And we're going to go to the top here pretty soon. And I notice I have callers, and we will take your call next hour. But we're just about through with this hour. Mass internments, ladies and gentlemen, red alert. Israeli forces training with your forces in July. July 4th, have you got your fireworks? 1776. Born on the 4th of July. You ready to give it up? You ready to just say, yeah, Israel's got all the answers. The bankers have the answers. We can steal the money of America. We can have a new currency. We don't need borders. Mexico has swine flu, but we won't check our borders. We'll have a few deaths in Utah, but we'll leave the borders open. America, July 1st, 2009. Let's change a few things in the right direction. We'll be right back. We'll go to the top.
With recent